Hello and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm Byron Walter and I'm back again for another day in the news. But first I want to put you on to go download our app and watch our two new YouTube videos, Business Matters with Amy Smith and also the Memorial Day Arts and Crafts Fair featuring artists and their processes from around the region. And now on to the news, but first, a word from our awesome sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips. And I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole. And move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip. Mexican buffalo wings. Oh, man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor, let them know Jesse sent you.
And thank you from that note from our sponsors. I, for one, am truly appreciative that you do what you do because it allows me to do what I do with Eastern Sierra Now News. And now, on to that news. Let's see here. And Mammoth's Lake Basin is now open. All right, that's great news. Lake Mary Road and roads within the lake's basin are open. Twin Lakes is the only campground open to the public. Cold Water Creek is still overflowing. Drive slowly and do not park on flooded shoulders. If you do that, that's an easy way for you to get washed downstream. Parking is extremely limited. Please check the ESTA website for trolley information. That is the Eastern Sierra Transit website, which is estransit.com. We also have that available on the Eastern Sierra Now app and also the Eastern Sierra Now website. And in the news, I just want to announce community meetups for Eastern Sierra Pride. Wednesday, July 19th, there's a meeting in Mammoth at the Warming Hut from 6 to 8 p.m. And then on Monday, August 7th, at the Mountain Rambler Brewery in Bishop, it goes from 6 to 8 p.m. And then there's a book club at the Library of the Unwritten. Oh, no, that's the book. The Library of Unwritten, not at the Library of the Unwritten, by A.J. Hackwith. That's on August 9th, 2023, 6 to 7 p.m. at the Mammoth Lakes Public Library. If you can't make it in person, email Wills, W-I-L-S, at EasternSierraPride.org for a Zoom link so you can attend if you can't be there in person. Last but not least, every Sunday from 8 a.m. to noon, there's a meetup in Bishop at the Coffee Church Indie Coffee Roasting Company. That's 8 a.m. to noon every Sunday. All right, for this last story, it's a big one. There's new funding and formation of Rural Regional Energy Network, and it's offering energy efficiency programs to California's underserved communities. The California Public Utilities Commission, CPUC, on June 29, 2023, approved the formation of a Rural Regional Energy Network, Rural REN, to expand access to energy efficiency services for customers and communities in rural areas, including Inyo and Modo counties. So what I'm gathering is the Rural REN is giving our community in the Eastern Sierras the ability to combat California's aggressive decarbonization policies through providing us energy efficiency and funding to do so. So basically, the Rural REN will give us the availability of newly funded and locally implemented programs that will help customers access financing options for energy projects, workforce education, and training to get up to energy codes and standards California is setting forth, as well as energy assessments, rebates, and incentives for cleaner and energy-efficient equipment. The town of Mammoth Lakes, city of Bishop, and Inyo and Mono counties all provided letters of support for the business plan and the programs and services developed Rural REN. The Rural REN will raise awareness about energy efficiency, provide energy efficient services to our residents and businesses, and provide transformative career training that leads to clean energy job opportunity. So the organization in charge of implementing the Rural REN is the High Sierra Energy Foundation. It is the organization that will help us develop and implement these programs. For more information on the High Sierra Energy Foundation, visit highsierraenergy.org. Or go to our app or our website at Eastern Sierra Now, and the URL is in the article that further explains the Rural REN and its history and the plans it has for our future in our communities. And now to throw to Seth Connors for our local Eastern Sierra Now sports.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. In a final note from Bishop Little League, the 2023 Little League baseball season came to a close last week. The 10U, 12U, and Junior All-Stars were all eliminated from tournament play. The Bishop 10Us fought hard, but lost to the Quartz Hill A team 8-4 in the first game, and were eliminated the next day by Quartz Hill's B team by a score of 18-11. West Lancaster would go on to win the D5-1 title after defeating Quartz Hill 10-1 in the final. The 12Us from Bishop went deep into their tourney. They beat West Lancaster 5-1 in the first game. Mitch Johnson went the distance. He gave up one run and struck out nine. In Bishop's second game, it was all Quartz Hill in a 12-2 rout. In the third game, Bishop would take it to West Lancaster again. Calvin Stewart went five strong, giving up one earned. Dominic Barlow led the way with 3 RBI, Riley Salk was 2-for-3, Jasper Barnes was 3-for-3, and Calvin Stewart was also 3-for-3 as Bishop cruised to a 9-1 victory. But Bishop would run up against Quartz Hill again the next day and were shut out by the powerhouse Quartz Hill team 13-0. And Quartz Hill is crowned the 12U D5-1 champ for the 8th year in a row. In the junior division, it was Quartz Hill again as they took care of Bishop in a best-of-3 series. They blew out host Bishop 14-1 in the first game. Knox Moffitt and Ben Kemp actually pitched pretty well in this one, but some unfortunate defense cost the Bishop Juniors against a dominant Quartz Hill team. Quartz Hill would be crowned champs of the D5-1 after defeating Bishop the next day by a score of 16-0. Incidentally, Quartz Hill would go on to win the Juniors Section 2 tournament down in Crescenta Valley after defeating Santa Anita 12-3 in the final game. In Big League Baseball news, the Dodgers are hot, but last night they faced off against the hottest team in baseball, the Baltimore Orioles. The Dodgers, baseball's second hottest team, were in Baltimore to face an Orioles team that had won its last 8 games. The Dodgers would send rookie Emmett Sheehan to the hill, and he was up for the challenge. The 23-year-old from New York City would hold the high-flying Birds to 4 runs in 5 innings to earn the victory, as the Dodgers would come from behind on a 3-run homer by Chris Taylor in the 6th to beat the O's 6-4. The Dodgers have now won 7 of their last 8 and hold fast to a 2-game lead over the second-place Giants. The Dodgers look to keep the good times rolling tonight as they send another rookie, Michael Grove, to the hill to face Tyler Wells for the Birds. First pitch is at 4:05. And that's a look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Seth Connors, for that awesome coverage of Eastern Sierra Now Sports. That's all I have for you today in the news. I want to remind you to go download our app and watch our 2 new videos on YouTube, Business Matters with Amy Smith and the Memorial Day Arts and Crafts Fair, featuring regional artists and their processes for art. Thank you very much for tuning in. Byron, out.